Anybody else want to share? All hearts are clear. Wow. I tell you what, learning more about your mothers, helps us to better understand a lot about you and where you've come from and, you know, what you, you know, how you grew up. And I didn't know about the purple thing, Jocelyn, but. Thank you for sharing. I know this was a surprise. Y'all expected a Mother's Day message, didn't you? You did. This is that. Today has been one of the best Mother's Day messages that I've ever heard preached. And to have a mother like Brother Bobby talked about, who stuck with him and didn't listen to the prosecutors, didn't listen to the accusers, didn't listen to the naysayers and other family members, of course. They probably chimed in, say, nope, my baby, my boy is innocent. He said it, and I believe it. And to have a mother like that, that sticks with you, that's what you call a good mother. And Sister Angela, your testimony is greatly appreciated. I even better understand even your mom now and you some. But what you've said has developed even a greater appreciation in me now for Sister Iredell. She's a very quiet and very soft-spoken person. But there was a song that says, "Still Waters Run Deep." Y'all ever heard that song? It's a secular song, but "Still Waters Run Deep." And you can't tell because a person doesn't say anything. Don't mean that they don't have any depth. And when LaJoy, my first child, was born, that was one crying little child. And I had to get up and get to work. And we had the baby in the room with us. And 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, here she go, "Why? Why?" I told Joyce, I said, "Get up and do something about this child. What am I supposed to do? I don't know, put her out in the hall or something. Just get her out of here." So I can't put my baby in the hall. So, well, I need to get out of here or something. Earplugs. And when the baby started crying, I was. Yeah. When the baby started crying, I was sleeping through it. And she couldn't figure out what was wrong, and she looked and saw he got plugs in his ears. Sure did. She didn't take her out. Did I go out? Well, thank y'all so much for sharing. I know these are very personal comments. Mine, of course, I started it off. And my mom, you know, she wasn't perfect, but she was my biggest fan, and I was her fan as well. So thank you so much. We've got food, and so we're going to eat and enjoy a little bit more fellowship. As we said, Sister Dee and Brother John is not doing well today, so they brought the food, but they couldn't stay. So, Father, we thank you for this very unique Mother's Day service. Thank you for the comments and for the participation of those here. Lord, may all of us be enriched by hearing of each other's mothers and each other's childhood and us growing up. There was so much wisdom shared today, better than any sermon could ever provide. Bless those, Lord, that did share, those that kept it close. You know their hearts and you know why. So we thank you for it. Now, as we go to eat, we thank you for the food. We know that you blessed it because you said it was good. We ask, Lord, that you touch our bodies to use it properly for nourishment. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you.